Blog Talk Radio.
Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky are like shooting stars? I could really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now. Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky are like shooting stars?
A genie or a wish to go back to a place much simpler than this. Cause after all the partying and smashing and crashing, and all the glitz and the glam and the fashion, and all the pandemonium and all the madness, there comes a time where you fade to the blackness. And when you're staring at that phone in your lap, and you hoping but some people never call you back. But that's just how the story unfolds. You get another hand soon after you fold. And when your plans unravel in the sand, what would you wish for if you had one chance? So airplane, airplane, sorry I'm late. I'm on my way, so don't close that gate. If I don't make that, then I switch my flight, and I'll be right back at it by the end of the night.
Can we pretend that airplane's in the night sky like shooting stars? I can really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now. Can we pretend that airplane's in the night sky like shooting stars?
To the day before this was a job, before I got paid, before it ever mattered what I had in my bank. Yeah, back when I was trying to get a tip at Subway, and back when I was rapping for the hell of it. But nowadays we rapping to stay relevant. I'm guessing that if we can make some wishes out of airplanes, then maybe, yo, maybe I'll go back to the days before the politics that we call the rap game. And back when ain't nobody listened to my mixtape, and back before I tried to cover up my slang. But this is for Decatur, what's up, Bobby Ray? So can I get a wish to end the politics and get back to the music that started this? So here I stand, and then again I say, I'm hoping we can make some wishes out of airplanes.
Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky like shooting stars?
So
I can really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now. Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky like shooting stars?
So
I can really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now.
Jersey Shore,
I really
folk
use a wish right now. That is Airplanes. And Airplanes is a song by the American rapper B.O.B. featuring vocals from Hayley Williams. She's the lead singer of an American rock band, Paramore. The song was released in 2010, and it peaked at number 2 on the Billboard's Hot 100. Outside of the U.S., the song topped the charts in New Zealand and the U.K. and peaked within the top 10 of the charts of Australia, Canada, and the Republic of Ireland. Airplanes Part 2, the sequel to the song, features versions from B.O.B. and verse from fellow American rapper Eminem. While Williams' vocals remained identical, the collaboration led to a Grammy nomination for Best Pop Collab with the vocals. In 2021, it resurfaced as part of a video and was featured for the Twilight Sparkle in the My Little Pony movie, Friendship is Magic. Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky are like shooting stars? Could really use a wish right now. Awesome song. And this is Deborah Lee, and you're listening to a Team of Voices Radio. We are a radio group, poetry group that hangs out at allpoetry.com. If you remember, or join, which is free to do, you can click on the groups tab and look us up under, excuse me, a team of voices and hang out with us and share your poetry. And I'm here with my co-host, my big brother, Hatter. Hey, Hatter.
Hey, Deverly.
Glad you're here.
Glad to be here.
I've been looking forward to this because this was one of those kind of topics where this artist was so phenomenal with the stuff he put out, and I knew it was going to speak to people in all kinds of different ways, and I can't wait to find out. We got Dark and Light, and we got Mega High Scores.
What was the name of the group?
Which one? The group? It's B-O-B. It's B-O-B, like the letters, B-O-B, and he's a rap singer. And the girl that was doing it with him is Haley Williams, and she's from another group that's Paramore. And
does she go by G-Y-N?
What?
G-I-N-L-O-B. Isn't that a baby doctor?
No, she does not go by G-Y-N.
No, he
cut it out, Hatter.
He goes by... Okay.
Let me at least let some people in before you get me off track here, you wackadoodle.
Right.
Okay. Now, look, we got a crowd. Let me start with the dynamic duo from A Poetic Slice of Life, Stephen and Kay. Welcome to the show, you guys. Really glad you're here. And right behind you is David Prophet. Hello, Dave. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Deborah. Hi, Hatter. Hey, you guys.
Glad you're here.
Oh.
And Wayne Gent is right behind him. Hey, Wayne. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going, guys and girls?
Hey,
glad
Wayne.
You're here. And right behind Wayne is Frank. Welcome to the show, Frank. Glad you're here.
Hello, everyone.
Frank.
Hey,
Frank.
Hello, my friend. Indeed.
And here we are on this fine Monday afternoon where we weren't not sweating from the heat, and the sky was amazing, and I was sharing some clouds. Actually, I even changed the header on the Block Talk to a shot of the clouds from the sky today. So if anybody's listening, yes, I do own the photo that's on our Blog Talk radio station main page. Just saying. But anyway, let's get in to the show. Tonight we are doing art that's all done by Tomas Allen Copera. And I had a bunch of his artwork to choose from, and I put out a word bank, and I can't wait to see what everybody did. And I am going to go grab Kay's as soon as I find my board, there we go. Okay. And I'm going to have her kick us off with her brilliance, and I'm on my way to the room with it so that they can read, and then they can get ready for me to come and read some scary stuff later. So Kay, would you kick us off, please?
Okay. When I first grabbed my picture, I wasn't sure I was going to be able to find words, but then after having a conversation with Stephen and see if he remembers, and this just automatically wrote itself really quick. Okay, I call this light in the stains and let the marks upon flowers. She is memory keeper's daughter of nature, lover and kindness, mother upon protection, and being everyone's memory keeper, her memory is long. Will others give the gift back in return as she looks on lovingly? Roots that branch to the earth are lettered in transports of weeps. Land of greenery, twixt the shadows of mist and smog, rolling along the hillside, is her magic possessed. Keen in pollen of mossen, trellis in the buckle of emerald, tied into blood, trace a pickaxed rustin of the blade. fertilizing the grounds, littering the conifer of bereavements. Miles out, fields of forgetfulness of penance. Sunshine organically shades of strings that have turned to stone, as this is required. Her throne of hearts, innocent, kneel at her altar as she is, traveling the topiary principle of extension. And poem.
Wow, okay. Okay, for one thing, you know, you got to love it when someone says what you said at the beginning about not being sure where you were going to take it and then being inspired. Okay, and then you read something like that, and I'm like, whoa. And before I finish that, look, everyone, if you take a peek to the right, well, I don't know your setup, but on my page it's to the right. It's a front page pick. Congrats on that. She entered a contest and won the gold. She entered a contest and got the gold. Congrats on that.
Jeez,
right? And then she is the memory keeper's daughter of nature, lover and kindness, mother upon protection. I love, love, love the beginning. I really, really love where you, right from the get-go, the keeper's daughter. So cool spin. So many great land of greenery tricks the shadows in mist and smog. Sorry for stealing that, Hatter. Rolling along the hillside is her magic possessed. Keen in the culling of mossing. I like keen in the culling. I like the wordplay on that. Pickaxed rusting of the blade. I mean, the visuals, the expression, the thought of her being the daughter of nature, the lover of kindness, and then miles outfields, the forgetfulness of penance, sunshine organically shades the strings that have turned to stone, and then it's like, oh, just the thought of sunshine organically shading something is, I mean, I don't know about you, but a hothouse tomato is not the same as one that's outside, so it would be like the sunshine would never be the same again. So the sadness that came, the pain, the ache, I think might even be a good word, that I feel by the time we were done reading, this was extremely powerful and obvious to see why you won that gold that I mentioned in the beginning. Amazing piece, Kay. Wow.
Thank you.
Before I get another comment, let's say hi to Sky. Hey, Sky. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hey, Sky.
Hello.
Hey, Sky.
To hear, I don't know, when you got here, did you hear Kay?
I did not hear her, no.
Okay, I just wanted to check. Okay, how about if I get a comment from David, please?
Oh, this was really cool. I kind of like the idea that it says she is the memory keeper's daughter of nature. It's kind of like this Mother Nature went and sat down in her throne on this tree or something. I mean, that's kind of the way it looks to me anyway. And being everyone's memory keeper, her memory is so long. Well, we all know how, you know, most trees are really, really old. And that her memory is long kind of reminds me of that, you know. It would be interesting if you could talk to a tree. Will others give back the gift back in return as she looks on lovingly? Roots that branch to the earth are lettered in transports of weeps. You know, to be a tree and be at the mercy of some individual with a chainsaw or an axe or a hammer and a nail or whatever is really hard to put your mind around, I think. I really like this. It was an interesting write. You know, it was talks a lot about nature in general, you know, which is really cool. And I just thought it was really a fascinating storyline. I really did. And it was well written and Kay's inimitable style. And I have to tell her, good job.
Thank you. Thanks, Dave.
Sure.
awesome comment. And talk about, you know, every time I get to Aquatic Slice, magic happens.
Man.
And like, boom.
Man.
Hello?
I'm on radio.
Yeah, you are. Hi, Wayne.
Hey. Sorry.
You're okay there.
Anyway, I was going to say, I get there and there's magic. People sing to me, and then my palm's on the board. Well, Kay, if you refresh your palm, a little bit of magic just happened because one, two, three, four, bam, your palm just got added to five lists. Just saying. Anyway, can I get a comment from Frank, please?
Yes. First of all, I want to say that tonight, the prompts tonight were beautiful prompts. You know, I did a prompt, which was not a dog piece, but I did enjoy. I liked the element of fantasy. And this poem is the first poem tonight that I believe it's the first poem. It is a beautiful ride. I just love the whole notion of how fantasy can take us to different realms of our thoughts, our imagination, and also give us also a message. You know, we use the metaphors here, the tree, to represent so many things, you know, whether it's to praise or whether it's to remind us of its fragility. You know, we're not conserved, not preserved. There's so much of this. What I enjoyed was the powerful imagery in this poem. The images were very, very much very tangible. And I like the fact that you threw in there the references there to the tree itself and in the relevance of the tree. You know, you say keen in the column of morsing, trellising, a buck of emerald, tidings of blood trace, the pickaxe, rusty, another blade. You know, you give us what is and what could happen there, and what is happening, you know, to trees in general, unfortunately. Then you say, kneel at her altar as she is traveling the temporary principal extension. This is a very exquisite ride. But overall, I really like the essence of this poem here. It gave, you know, fantasy can give you many things. As I said, the realm of your imagination can steer you in many, many, in many directions. Great, it was a great poem.
Thank you.
Awesome comment. Let me get one more from Scott.
Oh, yeah, this is beautiful. I love, you know, it from right from the beginning, shoes and memories. Now, I don't know what line Snip stole because I was coming in at the end of her comment, so if it's the same, I'm sorry. But just, you know, she is a memory keeper, daughter of nature. I really love that idea of the memory keeper. And... And, you know, the will others give the gift back in return. You know, when something or someone seems to be giving without the requirement of benefit, not asking, just giving of themselves, because that is, you know, not expectant of a return. And such a beautiful thing, and nature is that. And no matter how much, I guess you'll say that's taken from her, she still gives. And I love that bit in there, and the land of greenery, twixt, and the shadows of mist and smog. That was my second favorite line, that mist and smog line. And I thought it was so beautiful. And then at the end, speaking of the innocence, and, you know, this, organically shade, you know, sunset organically shade, because without trees, you know, what are we going to have? Nothing. So I think it's just such a beautifully done, and a very, poignant right.
Thank you. I will be something and say one thing real fast. There's definitely nature in here, but there's definitely a lot of me. Because I always tell Stephen I'm the memory keeper.
Mm-hmm.
My dad's going to be 77 next week, and I have to be there for him. And my stepmother is going to be 80 next month, and I got to be there for her. And I have to be there for my son in certain ways. And I tend to be Stephen's memory keeper, and I tend to be a lot of my friend's memory keeper. And I ask him at times, who's going to be there for me? I'm all this to a lot of different people.
Good question. Mm-hmm. How many said me when you said it, Kay?
Oh, I mean, I'm sorry there. I was just taken by those words, very powerful words there, Kay, and you do speak the truth there.
Absolutely. You know,
we think of others, you know, others think about themselves when they forget to think about us at times.
Yeah. Thank you, Frank.
You're welcome.
Powerful. And Stephen, will you comment for your lovely bride and then read us your poem, please?
Yeah, well, I do. I really like the picture that you chose, first off, and I thought that it was a wonderful write, the way that the direction that you took, and you kind of stole my thunder, because that's what my comment was going to be, is how I probably wouldn't know what day of the week it was if you weren't my memory keeper.
I know.
And I know when you asked me that, I said, I'm not sure if I could be, because my memory sucks. So I'm not sure.
You always have intuition there, Stephen.
Yeah.
Awesome.
All right. Hatter, make sure you're ready, because the direction I went with this poem, you should get the imagery of this. All right. This is called, the picture that I chose, it automatically made me think of a certain movie. So that's the direction I went, and I call it Petals Perfume Prowess Proves Powerful the Brain Clouded Bystander. In the dry, Epsom-salted, rocky soil, desolation rules the day as Spartan-shoed feet trudge towards fluorescent gas lights that drain life from red eyes with every flicker. In little particle-board cubicles filled with stale air, with unbranded jarred ground bean crystals, unlabeled powdered corn syrup, and lukewarm water. Trudge across cracked and striped ebony asphalt that raindrops cannot pierce, into composite vinyl-tiled corridors and numbered hollow corridors and yellowing cinder block rooms with no window panes where, tried it may, the sun cannot punch through. They trudge across the oil and gas-stained parkade towards this monolithic giant edifice. Even rodents give broad berth to be hag-ridden by cathode rays. Upon this dead mortar ground, under the overcast sky, a juddering patch of vibrant flowers grow. And no one beholds them but me. End poem.
Goodness.
Ooh,
wow.
Space trooper.
No, go ahead, Hatter. You can go first.
Is it a Star Trooper?
Nope.
Nope. Zero Ike one.
Brain cloud. Think brain cloud in the title. A little brain cloud.
Right. Oh, okay. I went all complicated on it. Yeah, brain clouds. Such a nice word.
It is.
I got tired of hearing tumor. 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 No. Tumor what? Tumor. Yeah, I bet my doctors miss me.
Yeah.
I put all their kids through college.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This was awesome, Stephen.
Yeah, it's right. 154 hertz practice type of thing. Yeah.
Man.
Thank God.
I think Hatter is in the think cloud right now. Just saying.
Yeah. A little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit.
I can.
Yeah, happy cross.
It's kicking in. So yeah, anyway, really, really cool title here. Petals Perfume Prowess Proves Powerful to Bring Clouded Bystander. So like bystander with secondhand clouds there is what made me think of Hatter there. In little particle board cubicles filled with stale air and unbranded jarred ground bean crystals, unlabeled powdered corn syrup and lukewarm water. Sounds like quite the interesting brew there, Stephen. Towards the end, they trudge across the oil and gas-stained parkade toward the monolithic giant edifice. I like the wording here. I like the picture that you chose. I like all the pictures, so I shouldn't even ever say that part. But at the end there, and no one beholds them but me, I love the way you ended it, because, like, that would be something that would happen to me and nobody would see it but me, and it would be like, you know how sometimes you just need to say, did you see that? And there's nobody there, and those two words, but me, put me there for a minute. Now, who's am I going to ask, did they see that too, if it's just me? This was really, really awesome. I like where you took it.
Thanks,
especially that title. Let me get you some before I do, hold on 1 second, and let me say hello to the wizard from Oz. Hey, AP.
Hey, it's a bit noisy here, Deb, so I might mute myself in a tick.
Okay, why don't you put your link right on the board?
Oh, I can do if you want.
And we'll get you on as soon as I'm done with commenting, okay?
Okay, no dramas at all. We'll do that. I'll mute myself just for a minute.
Okay, and he said he'd mute himself, and I muted myself, and then started to talk like, duh, okay. Now, back to Stephen. Let me see. Wayne, would you like to comment on Stephen's amazing poem, please?
Yes, I would. This poem has a rugged piece of landscape that you described in detail. And I like the part where he said, in the dry Epsom salt of rocky soil, desolation rose the day. And then he went on to say, chugged across the crack and striped ebony asphalt at the end. So you did put in, and at the very end of it, you got even said, upon the dead, mortared ground under an overcast sky. So just all the way through, you just kept talking about the place that, I know I'm not going to vacation there for sure. But it's a great job on details. I can feel and see this place. It's a lovely job with this.
Thank you, Wayne.
Fantastic comment. And how about if I get one from Sky, please?
Well, I've never seen this movie, so I don't quite get the references, but I think it was perfectly put together. To trudge across crack and stripped ebony asphalt, and the raindrops cannot pierce into the compensate vinyl tiled corridors. There's such a beautiful and brilliant language in this. And again, the yellowing cinder block, roomy. No window panes. There's so much detail. I really love that. I think this was my favorite stanza. I liked a lot of them because there was also the corn syrup, the lukewarm water. I love this one. I really love the attention to those small details in describing. And again, the nods, I'm not quite there, but the description and the fluorescent gas lights, beautiful language. This has to be a 10, yeah? No? You think? No? Well, it's 10 to me. I don't hold much stock into that thing anyway. But this is wonderfully done. I really enjoyed it, Stephen.
Thank you, Sky. And yes, I think it is a 10. I just forgot to put it in the list.
He's belting them out now.
Yeah.
Once you hit 200, it's going downhill and racking them up, right? It was that uphill climb. Now he's just going to coast across and just start throwing them in like an egg basket. Dave Prophet, will you comment for Stephen, please?
Yeah. I really like the rugged descriptions here, you know, of just, you know, really sanding off the nice upper layers of something and getting down to the substrata of what's really going on here. I thought this was really cool. I love this second stanza, in little particle board cubicles filled with stale air. That's really nice. I always wanted to sit in a particle board cubicle full of stale air and chew on unbranded jarred ground bean crystals and wash it down with lukewarm water and unlabeled corn syrup. Jesus. That sounds really good. I thought this was really cool, Stephen. I like the way you put these things together. They're always they always tickle me for some reason. But you know, I know sometimes you don't mean it that way, but it's just the way the words come out. They trudge across the oil and gas stained parkade toward the monolithic giant edifice. Even rodents give broad birth. To be hag-ridden by chapoed rays, wow. Upon the dead, mortared ground under the overcast sky, a juddering patch of vibrant flowers grows, and no one beholds them but me. That's cool. You know, I've been kind of ribbed a lot in the past because I do the same thing. I look at something and I see it, and somebody will say, well, so what, Dave? You know, well, you know, that's just the way I look at it, you know. So, anyway, this is really cool, Stephen. I really like the way you did this.
Thank you, Dave.
You're welcome.
Awesome comment. And let's say hello to the Queen of Canada. Hello, Lady A. Welcome to the show. Hi, everyone. Thank you very much. Glad you're here. And
Lady A, I
was going to get Stephen to push your shows, and then I'll get AP to comment before he reads. I know you have to go, guys. So, Stephen, you want to go ahead and tell us what's up?
Yeah, but, real quick, though, if I may, if you watch the video in the author's notes, this poem was inspired, actually, not by just the picture, but the opening scene to the movie Joe versus the Volcano. So it's okay to laugh at it, Dave, because that movie was a comedy. There you go. Anyway.
Well, speaking of laughing, though, if you think about that really gory poem with the bodies impaled on the stakes that you wrote, really dark, and Sweet Pea almost fell off the chair laughing. So you just never know what might tickle someone's fancy. Just saying. But go ahead, Stephen.
I read that one too. Actually, that's pretty funny. It shows our wonderful sense of humor. Anyway, tonight at 11:30 p.m. Eastern, over at Aquatic Slice of Life is the Mortuary of Shadows, and we're doing picture prompts from the movie 1974 Texas Chainsaw Massacre. I got stills from the movie and also pictures from behind the scenes for everybody to write to. It should be a fun and dark night, and then. What's going on Wednesday? I don't remember. Oh, Wednesday is the Poetic Inklings at 10 p.m. Eastern, and it is Animal Farm from George Orwell. We got quotes from that book to write to that night.
And don't we have a man cave coming up on Friday? They found it following. Is it
Friday?
Friday, yes. Ghosts.
Okay. Spooks.
Ooh. Spooks. Yeah. Start our Halloween off.
All right. And let me get a comment from AP before he reads. That way Stephen and Kay can go. AP?
Well, it's funny, Deb, because it did bring me back many years ago when I was touring a particle board factory. I was supplying oil to it and fuel to it at the time. And I remember none too... well, actually standing about 6 feet away from this production line, and it exploded. One of the particle board pieces, after being freshly compressed with steam and air and hot stuff and great force, exploded directly in front of me. And I thought my life went before my eyes. And I looked at the engineer next to me, and he was like a snowman. He had particle board all across him. He was covered in fine and big bricks particle board, and so he just looked like this wooden snowman until I realized I was exactly the same. It took me about 3 weeks to get rid of all of those bits off me and the different bits. And so in little particle board cubicles filled with stale air, that sort of means something different to me, and my mind just went to a different place, Stephen. Very well written.
Thank you. Okay. Sorry to make you worse.
Awesome. And thank you for calling Dynamic Duo. I will see you at the mortuary. And AEP, will you take us away?
I will. I've only got a brief brevity, Deb. It's only 70 words, so it doesn't overstay its welcome. Great image, though. This is stasis, and it goes a little bit like this. Would that life be of stasis, our boulders resisting whirlwinds of change, green moss marks till shadows, in a blink trespassers soon rearrange, wavers a single bird glittering, its song sweet to blink of Eddie's silhouettes, an allure of perfume here echoes, if ignore call no marks that beset. Strain of progress fissures, tilt of structure fractures with wings airs, feathers trail upon stone's arc, will gather as toward future stairs. End poem.
Great ending. As toward future stairs. Yep. I really like where you took this. When I saw the photo, well, for one, I was surprised when I saw you up there. I thought you might have just been, you know, arrested, but why would I think that? Silly me. But
yeah, well,
and then our boulders resisting whirlwinds of change. What was the other thing that struck me? The fissures, strain of progress fissures, till its structure fractures with wings air. The undertones in there are quite captivating. The imagery, and specifically the end, the last line is my favorite part. I thought you did an excellent job with the word bank. And if you used 10 of mine, that means you only had 60 left for yourself. So excellent. I'm really thrilled that you called. Let me get you some comments.
Thanks, Deb. Thank you.
Lady A, will you comment for AP?
Sure. I really like this AP. I looked at that picture, too. I was quite drawn to it as well. And I like what you did with it. And I love would that life be of stasis? Our boulders resisting whirlwinds of change. And stasis is used in a medical term, too, when you have problems where you have things are not moving the way they should be. They're in stasis. So I really like that part of it. And then I love that single bird coming and the allure of perfume here echoes. If ignore calls now marks left beset. I think that you have a very old world way of speaking your poetry, and I like that very much, always have. And you have a very intelligent way of writing as well, and I've said that before. But I think that this feathers trail upon stone's arc will gather as toward future stairs, stairs as in looking. I thought that this was really a very unusual write, a very unique piece of poetry. And I just really like what you've done with this because you've addressed the fissures in the picture, the fissures that are, you know, completely engulfing this body. I thought that was interesting too, the strain, progress fissures, the fractures, structure fractures. With wings, airs. This was a really great piece of writing, and I think you did a marvelous job with it.
Thank you, Lydia. Sorry about all the noise here.
It's okay. Great job.
It's doing its job. That's all that's important. Hatter, you want to comment for AP?
Oh, come on. Come on. Give me.
AP, first I want to comment on you're standing near that freshly heated or glued particle board. I've been in those plants. That is amazing. Do you have any other protection on? Is it a hard hat?
I had a hard hat, and I wear hat up, and a vest. So it didn't get in my eyes. It still managed to get in my hair, mind you, but it scared the shit out of me. It really did. A huge bang.
Yeah. I've never seen one go off, but I've heard the story. I was trying to comment on the piece here. Now, Deborah pretty much said it earlier. I marked my where I said my comments. I didn't want to say. Nice piece,
thank you. Thank you.
And let me let Stephen and Kay comment so they can go if they need to. Stephen?
Well, yeah, to me, of course, as always, I always enjoy your rhyme and flow, AP, but to me, the words that you have here just describe the strain and toil that that poor bird is going through trying to pull that stone man out of the rock. It's a job, you know, it could be a metaphor for a job that's just very difficult to do. But no matter what, you're just determined to get there, and that's kind of what I saw here. I think that's an excellent brevity.
No, thank you, Stephen. Cheers.
Awesome comment. And is Kay still with you?
Yeah. Well, I think Stephen's comment's pretty cool. But I like how you put in the word stasis, because, as I said in the comment, that is a great word. But, yeah, there are medical terms, as I see it, highlighting to stop the flu love. I like how the next sentence goes into others, resistance, and change, trespassers, rearranging, because I see that as others on land as changing things up that others can't embrace. I like the closing when you speak about feathers trail upon stones, arc, and gather as toward future stairs. That's a brilliant closing. It brings in, as I see, a view of society and nature with great metaphors, great telling, smart for excellent.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Kay. And nice pick up by Lady A about the medical term too, by the way.
Thanks. And how about if I get a comment from Sky while I get her poll?
An allure of perfume, her echoes. If ignore calls, no marks left this set. I have to agree, your language in here was just absolutely beautiful. I looked at this picture that you picked, and I was curious as where you would go. I really enjoyed it. The green moss marks throw shadows in the blink of trespassers soon rearrange. And think of the feathers on the store's arc and the gather towards. I thought you did a great job with bringing the little bits of the picture in, but not necessarily, as a description, this is exactly what's happening, but using it as an inspiration for a different venue and a different sort of a message. And I like that. I like how people can be inspired by a picture, and you can see those bits of the picture in there while still holding, if you took the picture away, the right is still going to be able to stand on its own without, you know, being, needing to stand on the picture alone. Really well done, AC.
Thank you, Scott. Thank you.
Great comment, everyone. AP, I'm sure you would rather hang out and comment and have fun, but I kind of think you might have to go, yes?
I do, just so that everybody knows I actually am in a hospital at the minute. That's why all the noise is going on in the background. So I'm probably going to be here for a couple of weeks, so I won't be around too much, but I'm in good hands. So there was a few double meanings there about medical stuff, Kay and Lady A, and very well picked up.
AP.
I'm really glad you called, AP.
Yeah, thank you, we'll talk soon. Keep it on. Okay, cheers. Take care. Okay, cheers. Have a great day. Later, AP. Hope you're well, man. Take care. Thanks again, Mike. Thank you. Yeah, okay, that was awesome.
And Sky, yours is on the board, so if you would read for us next, that would be great.
Thank you, Deb. My throat's a little funky as the kids got me sick, so please forgive me. Deb, I want to tell you that I did so much homework with this piece. It is really unnecessary homework. So I hope you enjoy it.
Well, I appreciate the turnabout there.
Sorry, just take a minute. You know, I just had to take a minute. I'm sorry. This is called Cypress, the Arbor End. In a broom of scotch bisque and fog bow gray, Cypress, the Arbor End walks in crow hedge. Tints of turpentine and laurel crochet, like dust jade of ivy leaves and sedge. Down the great timbers of his crocus locks, shadows weave and blink of sandy sorrel, a pleat moss of roots filling birkenstock, like opaline and Brunswick green coral. He wears a satin wood mask of the wild, a copal quartz of his Stendhal brothers, the petrified skin of those once beguiled by sun stars and the green hearts of barbarians. He strides the mix of boss cage and ash, furnished silhouettes of his felling wood, and with grief pallor he affirms the past to avenge the silver where brethren stood and home.
Wow. For starters, I love that it's a cypress tree. They fascinate me. You might have noticed I've used the word or the plant in a more than one poem. I love them. And I love where you took this. In a broom of scotch mist and fogwell gray, cypress, the arborin walks in crow hedge. I love that. Just those two lines was already tickled. Tints of turpentine and laurel crochet like dusty jade. Say that, Ivalens? And said, I've never heard that before. It sounds beautiful.
It's like a vine that grows up
trees. Ah, I've never heard the term. And I love vines when they climb buildings, when they climb trees, when they climb, I think it's awesome. Fences on the one side by the pool, we had a fence that was all covered with vines and honeysuckles and everything, and I loved it. It annoyed my mom, but I thought it was awesome. Anyway, back to this amazing poem. He wears a satinwood mask of the wild, a copal corpse of the Deadfall brothers. I love where you went with this. I mean, you dug in, and now, okay, I was going to try and not let my eye look over there to see, because I was going to say that there's a Dungeon and Dragon word, like the timbers and stuff in here too, so I couldn't help myself. I looked to see if it was on Dungeon and Dragon list. I really, really think that you did an awesome job with this. And I think he bestrides a mix of Boscotch and Ash. It's got I don't know if old-fashioned is the right word that I'm trying to look for, but we'll go with that. I just think that you chose and took this photo and absolutely captured it through all your amazing detailed homework to bring this to fruition, and it's highly appreciated. Furnished silhouettes of his spelling wood, and I'm slowly stealing all the lines, so I am going to shut my mouth right now, and I'm going to let somebody else view a comment on this.
Thank you, Jen. And I will tell you, the amount of homework I did actually didn't even go into the poll. Oh, kind of funny. But it is it's a certain race. The Oberrens are a certain race. And I read all the races, and I read all the work on it, and I put it all up. But then I ended up just making up my own story. But it is a D&D character, so I was really excited. Thank you.
Yeah, well, and I recognize the timbers as a D&D word only because my first one, that beautiful panther critter that I got the first time, was a timbers. So it was really, really cool. And who knew that, well, you knew, that's why you've been making us do all this homework, but that I would start recognizing D&D words in people's poetry. Awesome share. And let me start with Dave Prophet, please.
Oh, this was wonderful. First of all, I really like the prompt. And I have to admit that there's a whole bunch of words in here that I never heard of before. That's okay. It's something I can learn, you know. Like, I didn't know what an ivalace was, and the sedge. You know, excuse my ignorance here, I just don't know this stuff. What was the other one? It was about boss cage. I don't know what boss cage is either. I'm not much of a gardener or a botanist of any sort, or I probably would know this, but I thought you did a really good job on this guy. I like the way you described this prompt here. All your words really focus in on him, and it brings him to life really well. And he wears a satinwood mask of the wild, a copal corpse of his deadfall brothers, the petrified skin of those once beguiled by sun stars and green hearts of lovers. The rhyme and is really good on this too. I like the way you did this, and it's just it's really fascinating to read it. It's almost got a classical overtone to it, I think. So I just have to tell you, well done.
Thank you.
Awesome comment. And how about if I get a comment from Frank, please?
Yes. I think it's just wonderful of a realm of fantasy that Skye just is so good at writing. I've always enjoyed her. She always says about me, you know, narrative and storytelling. She has a wonderful display of imagination. And I agree, this you know, the usage of language in here is very exquisite. I really enjoyed the language here, the notion of the cypress, the arbor, and then the crow hedge, which I really like that there. I like the usage as well as what the words here of Avalis. And I was trying to figure out what you meant by Brunswick, because Brunswick sounds to me a city or a town, so I was trying to figure that. But overall, I thought you did a wonderful and a masterful job here of just bringing in the character itself and bringing the plight as well of the prompt there. In that word, believe it or not, boskage is familiar. We have a word in Spanish that's similar to that. It's called buscaje. So it's not rarely used, the English word, but I really thought that you did a fantastic job here using the prompt and using the arborings as well, you know, describing them, giving them the plight there and making them, you know, known to us, you know, and I really think you did a fantastic job there.
Thank you, Frank. A Brunswick green is a paint. Whenever I write for Deb, I try to bring in as many colors as possible because I know she'll like
them. Yeah.
So Brunswick green is a type of paint.
Yeah, I could see so many green here, but it was beautiful. It's colorful. The imagery here was very colorful. You did your homework here. You said you didn't throw in a lot of things in there, but I see a lot of colors in this piece here, and particularly.
Well, I meant I didn't show a lot of things from the background of the race character. just a couple, just the mask and his race. But everything else, I kind of just went off the hill for a bit.
Well, you did a fantastic job.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, no, and another thing about you, Sky, is that you always pull the colors in, but you, whether you do it by homework or just by pulling them from your brain, you always have just a slight edge to your originality with your crayons as well, because you change them. I don't know if I'm saying what I'm trying to say correctly, but you do. You bring such a different spin on those colors. Such as the ones tonight. That's why it's always such powerful imagery, because you bring your storytelling skills mixed with you put that spin of the story even into the color, if that means any kind of penetration to the brain, because I said that right either. I'm trying to do a couple of things. But no, I think that in the same way that I can spot a phrase that Kay put together, because it would be one I've never seen anywhere else before, is the same way I see your crayon colors sometimes, and it's like, wow, why didn't I think of that? I could have had, because like right now I've got 224 crayons, but if I could come up with some of the ones that you do, I might have 300 by now. Anyway, let me get a comment from Wayne. And I will put his poem on the board.
Alrighty. Well, I said this is very poetic and pretty complex, and it's got a lot of good words in it. And I like the line where he said he wears a satinwood mask of the wild, a copal corpse of his deadfall brothers. And that's a wonderful storyline. And this could have a prequel and a sequel. It could be a bestseller. It could be a top box office movie. And it should have got an Emmy last night. Great job. I love it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Cool comment.
Hey, this poem you're getting ready to hear is a SoundCloud, and it's Debbie helped me write it because she gave me those words. I write used all 84 words that she gave us in the poem, and it only has 130 in it, so I kind of used all her words to make it write a poem. So here it is.
All right, I'm going to push play. So everybody clicked on the poem. Here we
all
go.
Right.
This is called Mother Nature's Recovery. Tormented trees tilt from tossing a tremendous topaz tornado. Weeping inward eyes blink after catching sky's yellowing sun halo. Whirlwind blows ebony silhouettes from forest flames in maple's treetop. Plantation pollinator bees calling on vegetation patches and vineyard crop. Mother Nature with red blood-stained cheeks walks down recovery roads. Funnels hope through fingertips to stimulate glittering fireflies and toads. Arms in air, snapping sweet cluster of dogwood clover till green. Borders the edges with giant citrine borders with tints of tangerine. Her palms light with neon orange marks so shrubs get watering waves. Covers flowers, roots, and willow with goldenrod perfume to see how it behaves. In shadows, men trespassers leaf through rocks for honey ivy with lust. And guy with Milo groves gaze at melancholy moon as artifacts slowly rust. And
oh my goodness! Okay, for starters, Wayne, the musical accompaniment was pretty awesome. There was something about it. Mother Nature's recovery, if only. Tormented trees tilt from tossing a tremendous topaz tornadoes. Weeping emerald eyes blink after catching sky's yellowing sun halo. You're right. I mean, they're just falling together. And you said how many words? 84. So you had 10? Did you say 10
total.
More? 130 total and 80, so like 54 words are yours. Wow. And you wow. Okay, let me say something besides wow. Give me a second. I can't believe that there's way more word banks than your own, and you so carefully spun this amazing story of soapbox advocacy. I said it. Woo-hoo! For Mother Nature. It's a tough word for me. I don't know why. I have a mental block, and I just got past it. For Wayne, look at that. How about that? Mother Nature with red blood-stained cheeks walks down recovery roads, funnels hope through fingertips to stimulate glittering fireflies and toads. It does. It makes total sense. It doesn't seem like you forced a word bank through here at all, Wayne. I think this is my new favorite by you. I'm like, wow. And did you say your second highest ever?
Yeah, second highest rated one ever, which don't say a lot.
Wow.
It's something.
That's always fun. I mean, I know, you know, we still love them whether they do or don't, but wow. Very impressive. In
yeah,
shadows. Man,
professor's
leaf rocks for honey. I can't say enough. I really love the fact that you took all of that word bank, and that's a mega word bank, and put this together. Very impressive, Wayne. Very, very impressive.
Thank you.
Hatter, what you think? 84 word bank words.
You could surely see them in there. They're cleverly placed. If you get lines like sweet cluster of dogwood, clover with green border, the edges and giant citrine boulders with tints of tangerine. There's eight of them right there. It's very well spread out. I think I did that once by accident. I wasn't supposed to use them all.
Yeah, I didn't start out like it. It just ended up like
it. It's the way it goes. Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
And not to take away from you for trying, Hatter, You did, and you know, you used them all, and you didn't put any of your own words, but you had misunderstood. But like, he spun an entire story of I'm blown away. An entire nature poem spun from the word bank. So like, apples and oranges, dear heart. Just saying. And I also. The last word bank that you actually participated in, I thought you did brilliant too, Hatter, so you should try them more often.
Yeah, I should.
Yeah. Lady A, for Wayne?
Yeah, I thought this was really seamless with all of the prompt words that you used in here to tell this story. And I loved everything about it. I thought it was beautiful. I love Mother Nature with red blood-stained cheeks, walks down recovery roads, funnels hope through fingertips to stimulate glittering fireflies and toads. Great rhyme, very lovely music and your words in front of them. And I thought that this was a wonderful piece of poetry because it takes some talent. It takes a lot of hard work to use those word banks, and you did it in such a way that it's just so very, very lovely. In shadows, men, trespassers, leaf through rocks for honey, ivy with lust, guy with Milo groves, gaze at melancholy moon, as artifacts slowly rust. What a lovely piece. It really is. It's melancholy, but it's beautiful.
Thank you very much. That's great. Great comment.
Awesome comment, sis. And Sky, will you comment for Wayne, please?
Yes, I think it's really impressive how you are able to put in so many words. It's almost like weaving them together. Because when you think about having to take that many words and implement them into a storyline, you're really weaving and almost like, you know, quilting a blanket of sorts. Because you have to slowly... And as someone who I'm a big fan of wordplay, although I make my own. If I'm having trouble, if I'm like, okay, where do I go? Where do I start? What do I do? What is this? I find that making my own word bank is helpful to me. And so I know the process of going through the story and saying, okay, I'm going to put these two together and share together. Yeah, and I think that you do this so well and it's so seamless that it is amazing to me that you had that much of a word bank and you are able to keep the story alive. And go through, and the arms, the snapping, a sweet cluster of dogwood clover to green border of the edges, and giant citrine boulders with tints of tangerine. I mean, to not lose the story or to not make it seem forced, that's a hard feat to do, and you did it brilliantly. I love the images. I love the storyline, and I love that Deb broke through and said advocacy just for you. I'm a little jealous.
No, thank you.
But
well,
I'll get over it.
Great comment.
Excellent work.
Thank you. Great comment. And, okay, I need to change up just a little because Hatter's got to go. So I'm going to put his. All right, I'm sorry.
I don't have to
change.
I don't have to listen.
Well, Angel has to go too, so I just need to mix up just a little bit, everybody.
Okay.
So I'm going to get you. Yeah, I'm going to get yours and Angel's, and then see if I can't move it along a little bit because I don't like when people don't get to hear them. Okay. What's it? There it is. Plus, I don't want you losing your eyes, Hatter, and then. Able to read it. So
yeah,
here it is. Read yours and then I will read for Angel and then I will have Frank's video on. So there's yours.
Okay. Hope it makes sense. Like the crows and the ravens. That's a cool picture. Released by fire from soft tissue nerves, cursing the demons with devil-stained words. Turned to something that not ever once fought, written in dreams and forgotten a lot. Ripping the flesh from the back of my chest, then asking how it went. Shattered spine still trying to rhyme, not broken but a little bent. Remember the blur that had no cure, it left a cloudless sky. It fell from the heavens with the crows and the ravens, as if they refused to fly. The stone words are free, the lines are paid, climbing the bones and the lies that I've played. Wahaha.
Whoa. That's a shame. Sweet, didn't get to hear this one. Ripping the flesh from the back of my chest, then asking how it went. Oh, shattering spine, still trying to rhyme, not broken but a little bent. Yeah. Another one. I keep going back to shattering spine, still trying to rhyme, not broken but a little bent. The stone words free, the lines are paid. Man. Released by fire from the soft tissue. I can hear Sky telling me, yo, Deb, say some lines, so I'll shut up. But wow, you weren't kidding. You really did dive into the nitty-gritty here, Hatter.
Yeah.
I see some double meanings in yours, too. Brilliant, brilliant brevity.
Thank you.
Speaking of, let me see. She's still in here. You know what? Let me let my sweet in. She must have heard me talking about her. My sweet.
Hello. How are you?
Did you happen to hear Hatter read?
I did not. I'm very sad.
All right, you take a look at that one comment.
Okay, I will.
Sky, please. Oh, she did have to drop. Okay. I thought she might have. Okay. I'm going to start with Dave, please.
Oh, this was really cool. It just reads just like everything else Hatter does. It's the rhyme and meter in it is just, I don't know, just really cool. It's just pristine. And I don't know, I just, the meter in this is more impressive to me than anything else. And, you know, I saw this picture and I commented on it because I really thought it was cool. And I'll be danged if Hatter didn't write exactly what I was going to write about it. Released by fire from soft tissue nerves, cursing the demons with devil-stained words. I really like that. That's a great opening stanza there. Ripping the flesh from the back of my chest and asking how it went. Shattering spines still trying to rhyme, not broken, but a little bent. It's cool. It's really cool. It's almost like a rock song in a way to me. The stone words are free. The lines are paid. Climbing the bones of the lives that I've played. That's really great. I really like this, Hatter. I really do. I think this is a really interesting poem. You really nailed that prompt dead on the money, I think. And I liked how you wrote it. It was fascinating.
Thanks, Dave. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Awesome.
Yeah, sure.
And I do beg to differ on one thing, though, David. If you had wrote to that prompt, Dark Mother would be here somewhere. Just saying.
Yeah, well, we're
sweet,
right.
What did you think?
Am I rubbing off on you, want to know? Because it was dark and delicious, and it fell from the heavens with the crows and the ravens as if they refused to fly. That is gorgeous. And I love ripping the flesh from the back of my chest and asking how it went. Shattering spine, still trying to rhyme, not broken but a little bent. Oh, my. This is a hat of spectacular, served with mint tea. Oh, I really love this. I love the picture. This is like something I could just eat. Oh, this is gorgeous. Oh, I don't know what's going on, but I've been rhyming like a fool, and now you're all dark. Oh, you must have been more.
I know, right? Something's in the air. I bet you he's blushing, too. I've been thinking you've been following me.
Oh, my God.
I know. I mean, even the first two lines have demons and devils in it. What is going on with you? I love it. Now, this is really, really good.
I really
wanted to start with something raw, something, some pain that everybody's going to feel right off the bat. The soft tissue burn.
Oh, definitely.
Well, that'll do it.
This is great. Fabulous, my Hatter.
Thank you so much.
Awesome comment. Yeah, we had some gripping stuff going on. Double meanings around the place and powerful poetry. Now let me see. Lady A, will you comment for Hatter while I go get ready to read Angel's poem?
Yes, I will. And Hatter, I think this is a brilliant poem. It's dark and gruesome in some ways, but I love your rhyme. I love your rhyme. When you write, there's just something about the song that you write within every single poem because of the cadence of it, and the sound. Just to me, it is music in my ear when I read you, and it's the truth. And I love shattering spines with still trying to rhyme, not broken but a little bent. I love that. I think that's great. And you know,
the way you described your back, ripping the flesh from the back of my chest and asking how it went, I thought that was a brilliant line as well. And the whole thing is a terrific poem, and the stoned words are free, the lines are paid, climbing the bones of the lives that I've played. You know, there are double meanings in here with regard to, you know, your back, to be precise, and I think you wrote this in a great way, and I hope that you got some relief by writing this and hearing it read out and having us comment on it. So, great job.
Really great job.
The
songs that make the young girls cry.
Yes. Yeah.
This is
thank
true.
You,
this is true. Great share, Hatter. Okay. Now, if you guys would click on Angels, I will read for her so she can head back over to work and note that she's got a gold medal on this poem.
Mm.
And it's called The Divine by Heavenly Angel. And here we go. Wrapped in wings, soft and delicate, silhouettes of fading flames of topaz sunlight encircle two hearts, beating as one. Where words melt hearts and tears of joy fall. Endless beauty and serenity catching breath in stunned awe. Fireflies form a halo of glittering goldenrod pinpricks, admiring these two beings lost in each other. Within quiet fields with delicate warmth, fingertips of sweet tangerine and citrine dance across the sky. Colors change ever so slightly, forming tints of melon, rust, and red. Energy surrounds, funnels through air like whirlwinds of divinity and sacred whispers which hold sacred love in palm of hands. This is the very definition of divine in poem. Gorgeous. I like the title again, the images, wrapped in wings, soft and delicate silhouettes of fading flames of topaz sunlight encircle two hearts beating as one. Actually, Angel, you could have stopped right there and it would have been a beautiful brevity to go with the photo, but then you expand on it and take us into your trademark romance and total love and devotion, and you did it in such a beautiful way. You did a great job with the word bank, and as always, it was my honor to read it on the radio for you, and I appreciate you sending it in, and again, congrats on that gold. Let me get you some comments. Hatter, what do you think?
Yeah, how lucky would it be to find the only other person with one ring? I don't suppose that's the meaning of the picture, but I thought it went well. I saw that picture too, and that's interesting. I flew by it though. She did a very good job. And you said this is
awesome
front page? Got a front page nomination?
I didn't see. Not so far. You just never know.
She's right.
Lady A, what do you think?
I think she has a lovely gift of writing about the delicacy of love and the beauty of it, and she has done that with this piece as well while incorporating the word bank. I thought it was lovely.
Awesome comment. And how about I get a comment from Daisy?
Well, Angel's poetry always blows me away. It always does. I always enjoy reading it or hear you read it, Deb. You, by the way, you did an excellent job on that. And this one almost kind of reminds me of a hymn. It sort of rolls kind of like a hymn. The reverence of it and everything is really eloquently brought out in this, where words melt hearts and tears of joy fall, endless beauty and serenity catching a breath in stunned awe. Wow. Firefly form a halo of glittering goldenrod pinpricks, admiring these two beings lost in each other. What a beautiful way to express something like two people in love in just that stanza right there. I think that's amazing. Beautiful poem, and it's just got Angel all over it. I'm pleased to say. So I thought she did an excellent job.
Awesome comment. And how about I get a comment from Sweet Petey?
Okay, because I'm an emotional wreck. This poem made me cry. Because the last stanza is kind of what I feel like my parents meeting now in heaven. And energy sounds funnels through the air like whirlwinds of divinity and sacred whispers which hold sacred love in the palms of hands. This is the very definition of divine. And I can just see that happening right now. And I thought it was absolutely beautiful. So thank you, Angel.
Well, sweet, that was a retouching comment. Beautiful poem, Angel. Thank you. And sweet, I know that you have to leave in the morning, so I bumped you up so that you can get out of here, hon.
Thank you. And I apologize, everybody. I'm headed home. Say goodbye to my dad. So here we go. This is Weep Not Willow. Yellow skin tints the wind, and the songs of birds grow silent. Stillness shivers, no leaves quiver, as the vortex sucks in all the violence. Upon exhale, forest wells, as friends die in vain to a tornado tyrant. Whirlwinds carry tattered twigs, twisted in tangled brands of ivy. Silhouettes of broken blooms float above in shades of ivory. Faces of shadows blend into trees as the moon peeks out shyly. Lightning struck an ancient oak and orange flames danced as he died. Tangerine fireflies send smoke single cries to raindrop butterflies. Edges of ebony burn stumps to ash and roots thrive, soils fertilized. Trespassers walk gently on our wounded soil path. The emerald eyes, trees, the world is torn in half. Only time may heal the story of this aftermath. The storm has calmed and the breeze whispers good morn. From the canopies above, giants have saved the broken and the torn. Weep not, my willow, is still your throne. Throne. End poem.
Wow, sweet. Whirlwinds carry tattered twigs twisted in tangled strands of ivy. Silhouettes of broken blooms float about in shades of ivory. Faces of shadows blend into trees as moon peeks out shyly. There's some of that rhyme, Hatter. It is true. You're rubbing off on her, and she's rubbing off on you, and all this rubbing going on around here, all the friction. Night friction. Trespassers walk gently on our wounded soil paths. The emerald eyes, trees, the world torn in half. Only time may heal the story of this aftermath. I love this sweet Weep Not Willow. Great title. But I between the sounding rhyme at the end, the flow, the story, The lightning struck an ancient oak and orange flames danced as he died. That's so sad. I mean, you know, like they danced as he died. Well, tangerine fireflies sent smoke signal cries to raindrop butterflies. She's got inner rhyme, outer rhyme. She's, man, I think that you have been spending some time with Hatter and AP, and it's kind of showing in your poetry. Hey, that rhymed.
That rhymed.
But, yeah. It rhymed, right? It's absolutely beautiful piece, sweet, and it's got some powerful emotion in with your images as well. I really love where you took the photo. Great share. Let me give you some comments. Hatter.
How far she's running? How far is she going to get?
Is she?
That's beautiful.
She's not.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Shivers. I love the shivers and quiver. Those are my two of my words.
Ah.
Yeah. Like,
I have to take
like
notes.
Thrust.
That's a double.
I know. I just said that.
Oh my goodness. Lady A, will you comment for Sweet, please?
Well, first of all, I'd like to say how brave you are to share this piece when you're so vulnerable and a gaping wound yourself. And I think it was a wonderful tribute. Heartfelt, and I don't even have the words because I know how much you're hurting right now, and I just think the last line, let me see here. The storm has calmed and a breeze whispers good morn in the canopies above. Giants have saved the broken and the torn. Weep not, my willow. The earth is still your throne. Just a beautiful piece. Absolutely emotionally charged and full of love. And I just think it was, I don't have any words, my darling. Just a very beautiful piece.
I think you would. I think the words that you just used were pretty awesome themselves. And I'm going to get Dave to comment before he reads his poem, but, Sweet, I know you'll be away Thursday, understandably, but I wondered if you wanted to tell everybody what's happening next Thursday.
Well, the following Thursday when I get back, Hatter and I are doing a show featuring Salvador Dali's rarely seen paintings of Alice in Wonderland. He did a series of paintings about Alice in Wonderland and what he saw. So I have those up on the board for anybody that would love to write to those paintings. Now, some of them you may see Alice in Wonderland and some of you may not, but write to what the paintings as they strike you. They're very interesting. They're very Salvador Dali. And Hatter and I will be talking about the paintings, talking a little bit about Wonderland, and talking about your poetry. So come on over to see discussions, not this Thursday, but the following Thursday, and let's have a ball. I'm very excited.
Looking forward to it, Sweet. And we'll all be thinking about you until you get back. And just remember how loved you are and how much we'll miss you. And hang tough, stronger than you know. We all know it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll see you when you get back. Love you.
Love you guys very much.
Love you.
Love you, honey.
And Dave Prophet, will you please read your sequel for us? And you want to tell us a little bit about the first one, in case there's somebody here who didn't hear the first one?
Yeah. I was really having trouble winding up the first prompt that Deborah gave me. And so I decided to I had a couple of other people tell me that I should do a sequel to it. So basically that's what I did. And I don't know. This is where is it? I don't see it up here on the board, Deb, but oh, there it is. Okay, I found it. Anyway, I did another one. Deb sent me some. I asked her if she had any more pictures because I wanted to do a sequel on it. She said she did, so she sent me this one. And so this one's called Dragons of the Red Queen. She stands among the red rocks of Mars atop an ancient shield volcano, the center citrine sister of the Thars Montes triplets, the Red Queen of Noctis Labyrinthus, the Canyon Queen of Mars, guarding ancient Martian secrets, glittering in their majestic antiquity, resurface with diaphanous Martian whirlwinds only to be buried in the undertow of a dead Martian sea, her waves of sand rolling bloodshot in tongues of rust. The queen on her volcanic throne keeps her view all along her watchtower. I found myself in her audience upon bended knee. Arise, David William, she whispered to me, her breathy ululations upon the Martian air stained its wavelength in odd timbers. The Dark Mother has brought you into the Valley of the Trespassers. She wants you to bear witness to the servants at my fingertips, the true guardians of this place. Behold, the dragons of Mars. I felt the thin air become electrically charged, the hair on the back of my neck raising shadows to stimulate a perfume of fear and wonderment, for my curiosity had overridden the calling of my life's silhouettes, fleeting as they are, running off at odd angles in the halo of pitch blends and orange Martian twilight. So I turned around. In terrible fascination, I beheld the dragons of Mars floating in front of us, three translucent heads, 328 Martian cubits in width and height, shimmering in ultra-blacks, marbled in tangerine veins. Photons race underneath their translucence at a percentage the speed of light, where these creatures devour them, their sapphire eyes blinking in tints of the ultraviolet, trailing off into 500 nanometer blues, spitting flames of high-energy photons below us, scorching the orange and black pinnacles of the Tharsis Rise till it smoked in the perfume of alcohol and gunpowder. Have no fear, my pets will do thee no harm, David William. Please stay with me a while. Mars is so lonely and barren. Upon a breeze of cotton candy and gunpowder, she whispered in her neon words, stay with her a while, David. Her heart is bleeding. She has already lost Mars' greatest treasures. End poem.
Wow, what an ending. Even your voice was really sad, David. Upon a breeze of cotton candy and gunpowder, she whispered in her neon words. I love neon words, by the way. Stay with her while, David. Her heart is bleeding. She has already lost Mars' greatest treasure. I'll say it again. Such a sad, sad ending. You see here, the Red Queen of Noctis Labyrinthus. Did I say that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Canyon Queen of Mars guarding the ancient Martian secrets, glittering in her majestic antiquity. I love that stanza. Majestic antiquity is a fabulous phrase. She wants you to bear witness to the servants at my fingertips, the true guardians of this place. Behold the dragons of Mars. I like how it's like in sort of narrated, like she's showing it to you. Behold, check this out.
Mm-hmm.
Below us, scorching the orange and black pinnacles of the Tharsis Rise, till smoke and perfume of alcohols and gunpowder. watch that gunpowder there. Dark Mother's going to be giving you hell for using her trademark scent, just saying. But now, great details, Dave, but I like the emotion that you pulled in this one, too. And that ending, the compassion of, you know, stay. She's lost so much, stay. Just wow. Excellent sequel, David. Absolutely.
Thank you, Deborah. Thank you.
Hatter, what you think of part two of this saga?
I like to, I had to ask myself what, when you hang with the Dark Mother, whether you're playing gin or checkers or astrogeophysics.
No, not exactly. She's got other things in mind.
I get. I don't know the way you spread that around, man, the three-dimensional.
Oh, thanks, man.
It's a waste of time. Yeah. Aiden.
Thanks.
Awesome. There, good habit.
There's a down at the bottom of the poem in the author's notes there, there's a glossary there, and it explains a lot about some of the geography that I listed in the poem on Mars.
Awesome. And Sis, will you comment on Dave's saga, please?
Well, Dave has a way of writing that is over my head a lot of the times, but I like that this is a continuation of his last entry of poems. But the whole Dragons and Dungeons and Dragons thing is, I've never ever been a part of it. I don't know anything about it really. But I think from what you read and how you read it, that it's, you know, it's compelling for sure. And you know, the mother, what do you call her? Mother of Darkness. What is the Dark Mother?
The Dark Mother, yeah.
Yeah. You know, you always tell a great story. And even though I don't know anything about Dungeons and Dragons, I can still follow this because it's a story. And with that, you always make that a fun thing to read. And your descriptions are great. The imagery is quite powerful. And the dialogue is always interesting, I find, you know, where you put yourself right in the middle of it all. And I think that's fun. And
it is fun.
Yeah, well, good job.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Fantastic comment. And do you want me to put on there again? Because it moved a bit. There's yours, Lady A. Please.
Okay. Let me see. I can't get back there. Oh, here we go. All right. So I picked this picture. I loved it. There were several that I really liked, but I really like this one. This is called For Eons, So It Seems. Weeping willows grieve in forest green for eons, so it seems. Emerald eyes blink an earthly moment in time as moon lights the sky. Maple trees mark the moss-carpeted roads. On rocks sit chirping toads. Today is the day under a sweet tangerine sun our eternity has begun. Roots embedded within two lovers release eternity with each other. Fireflies celebrate as he embraces. Her sorrow he erases. Honey drips from ruby lips. They've waited long, now sing their song. In vineyards of grapes and ivy, forever now stands by me. Weeping willows no longer grieve in forest green. Lovers walk in waters deep. Waves wash sorrow clean. End poem.
My. For eons, so it seems. I really like that title. So it seems. Sets the tone for it must be dragon on. Weeping willows grieve in frost green for eons, so it seems. And grief is eons. You have little breaks from it where it's not that you forgot, that it's just not eating you alive at that moment. So sometimes it does seem like eons. So that's a really, really powerful stone. Roots embedded within two lovers release eternity within each other. Firefly celebrate as she, he embrace her sorrow, he erases. I love that. Her sorrow, he erases. Just from the honey drips and the ruby lips. I like the emotion that you put in this, the loss and the grief in the weeping willow and the eons. It hits right from the beginning. But you see them and they're there and they're twined together and like no longer grieving in the forest green, they walk in the waters deep. Waves wash sorrow clean. So it's like the full circle back together for eternity. Mm-hmm. Maybe this time the eons won't seem so long or so sad now that they're together. Excellent piece. Excellent piece.
Thank you. Thanks for the excellent prompts all the time.
I really, really thought this artist was incredible, and I'm loving the poems that he inspired. Everybody's coming at me with all these emotions tonight. I'm trying to hang on here. Heather, what do you think?
I used 24 of the words in the prompts too.
Wow, that's impressive too. Heather, are you mooted?
There he was, gone.
Well, I muted.
There he is.
Just a lot of noise.
Can you comment for Lady A?
No, I found some cheesecake. Okay, fine. How about a piece for me?
Hatter's having cheesecake. Are you serious? You didn't hear the poem, or I can't tell. Okay, Dave, will you please comment for Lady A?
Yeah, this was really cool. You outdid yourself on this one, Andrea, I think. I especially liked the scenery that this last line in your first stanza conjures up. It says, today is the day under a sweet tangerine sun. Our eternity has begun. Just that color. We all know what tangerines look like. And under that sun, it makes you think of a scene like that, and nothing could screw that up. I mean, it's just, you could ride that clear out to infinity, you know, or you could die under those circumstances, and it would be fine, you know. I also like the middle line on that stanza, maple trees mark the moss carpeted road, on rocks sit chirping toads. That's cool. Very picturesque wording in this, Andrea. Really, really vivid. Roots embedded with two lovers release eternity with each other. Fireflies celebrate as he embraces her sorrows. He erases honey drips from ruby lips. They've waited long, now sing their song in vineyards. I like that. In vineyards of grapes and ivy, forever now stands by me. This was really cool. I've got a favorite line in this. I mean, it's all just spectacular. And I thought you did the prompt justice too. It was really well done, Andrea. Just excellent.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Very awesome comment.
Great comment.
Okay.
Really nice. Thank you.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
If you guys would click on Marius's link, I'll push the button and we can listen to her resource.
We can feel in the air the love's wind as it blows harder this season. The sunlight gently kiss our old bodies. We perceive its touches as treason. The forest trees turn red. We feel the rust under our skin. Strange silhouette, weak shadows. We fear the aging from within. The sky is crying and the moon is sad. Any leaf that's falling leaves for us a green umbrella. A safety cover, hiding from the world, we're singing life together, a cappella. We die little by little, moving forward towards life. A romantic poet with his beautiful wife.
Okay, for starters, I love the way it ended.
Me too.
Wow. Romantic poet with his beautiful wife. Whoa. Love that. Okay. Now let's talk about his accent and his reading voice. Very,
yeah.
Very awesome. Moving forward towards life, we can feel in the air love's wind as it blows harder this season. The sunlight gently kisses old bodies. We perceive it touches as treason. Wow, treason. That's pretty fascinating. But I keep getting pulled back to that end. We die little by little, moving forward towards life. A romantic poet with his beautiful wife. I'm very captivated by the ending there. I thought that there was romance and love in that ending. I thought that little details like the sunlight that gently kisses the old bodies, and especially the touches of the trees, and I promise I'll say something for somebody else, but oh my goodness, the sky is crying and the moon is sad. I mean, talk about powerful emotions just in that one line right there. Marius, this is a brilliant remedy, and I really loved getting to hear you read it. Excellent, excellent share. Thank you so much for sending in the recording. Sis, what did you think?
Well, I thought it was absolutely stunning, first of all, and I agree his accent. I'm trying to pinpoint, I think by his name, Alexandru, that's Romanian. That's a Romanian name, and so I'm assuming that his nationality is the lovely accent that he has. I also thought that this was a tremendous love poem. And we perceive its touches as treason as the sunlight gently kisses her. Because, you know, it's like they're getting older and the bodies are betraying us as we get older. And I can sure attest to that. And you're feeling the rust under our skin and strange silhouettes and weak shadows. But the last verse that he wrote was just absolutely stunning. And the couplet at the end just got me. We die little by little, moving forward towards life, meaning, and there's a capital L, meaning life after death. A romantic poet with his beautiful wife. Absolutely fantastic two lines, but that last line in particular was very moving and full of emotion. I love this piece. Putting it on my list. What
yeah.
picture did he write?
I didn't realize he didn't. I'll find it while David's comment and put it on the board.
Hey.
I did just remember what it meant, so I'll put it there. Dave, will you comment?
Yes, I will. I'd love to. This is really amazing. This gentleman really writes some romantic stuff, and he does it with such class and such style. And I agree with what Andre said about the way he reads and reads it, and the accent and the inflections in his voice when he's reading it. It really, really is effective. I've got a lot of rust under my skin. I'm going to be 75 in March, so I know what it means to age. But you know, to me, the story sort of says that there's some things that you acquire in life, and you only can acquire them when you get older. And part of that is wisdom. Part of it is the appreciation of the things that are really important in life, not the monetary stuff that everybody's fascinated with. And, and it is in the written word. It is in how well you can express yourself. It's your command of the English, or any language for that matter. It doesn't have to be English. And sharing your feelings in your heart with other people like us, other poets and stuff, and also using our talent as poets to tell the world, you know, things like this, because we sure need a big healthy dose of this nowadays, you know, this love and getting along with people. And I thought this was really beautiful. We die little by little, moving forward towards life. A romantic poet with his beautiful wife, Jiminy Christmas. I wish I had a beautiful wife. But anyway, if you think about it, you know, time takes a little bit of a bite out of us every day. It's really, really fine, and most of the time you can't see it until it accumulates over a period of years, and then we start to notice it. If you look in the mirror every day, sometimes you don't notice it at all, and pretty soon somebody says, "Wow, you really got old." But no, they don't say that, but my friends don't anyway. But anyway, this was beautiful, really, really beautiful, and I enjoyed it. I liked all the meaning in it, and I thought he expressed himself very well.
Awesome comment. Thank you so much. Both of you, great comments. And we're down to the last couple. David, would you mind reading Budo's for me?
Oh, yeah, sure, I'd love to. Okay, this is called The Harvest. Instill the orange scent of fall, flowering glow of treetops leaves, of sweet neon and willow arms, bare naked to gray whirlwinds. She sings a dirge of weeping as flora impends to sleeping, her robins trills to keeping as wintry boughs the deepening. A gentle, reverent sigh, it seems, to whisper to all who listen nigh, a most spectacular of ritual callings, eyes wide shut in clustered grove, to rest a season dreams till spring. End poem. Man.
Beautiful brevity.
Yeah.
Great read, Dave. Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you.
Harvest is a great title for that. And for me, the first color that captures my eye is that orangey tangerine. And then for him, it starts off
yeah.
still the orange scent of fall. So I like that it caught his eye as well. But that's really a brilliant opening, and still the orange scent of fall.
Yeah.
Because you don't really think about it, because an orange, you think of the citrus, but there's also with the leaves and the mums and the different spiced fragrances. So it does instill the orange scent in the youth. So that's a pretty clever opening. And towards the end, a gentle, reverent sigh, it seems, to whisper to all who listen nigh a most spectacular ritual calling. I think that this is a really great brevity for the poem, for the photo that he captured it and brought it to life with just a fistful of words. So great share, Budo.
Really.
Great. David, will you comment on it too, please?
I agree with everything you said about it, Deb. You took the words right out of my mouth. You know, when people comment on the fall, you know, like around where I live, we've got these vine maples all over the place, and the whole green mountains up here, they're covered with evergreens, so Douglas fir and alder and stuff like that. And then you see yellows and reds and oranges stuffed here and there, you know, polka dotted over the mountaintops and stuff. And, you know, and it is a preponderance of orange because a lot of the maples go a bright, brilliant orange. And even the large maples do the same thing. It seems to be a thing with maple trees that they are real colorful. Instill the orange center fall flowering glow of treetops leaves of sweet neon and willow arms bare naked to gray whirlwinds. You know, we the leaves start falling down, and if it hasn't been raining in a while, these little eddies that pick these leaves up and blow them around and around, and they some of the leaves are kind of a blackish gray color. And it actually turns these little whirlwinds that don't amount to much into little gray whirls of leaves and stuff. It's cool, you know, and the temperatures have backed off a little bit, and it's basically real silky and nice outside. You know, I think we're supposed to be 80 degrees sometime this coming week, you know, a lot better than 116 like it was about 3 months ago or a month ago. But, I thought he did a really good job. And like you said, in the brevity of it, summed the whole thing up in one, two, three, four stanzas. So well done, bud. Well done.
Great comment. And, Lady A?
Yeah, Voodoo's got a gift. I mean, he writes in a gentle spirit and in a loving fashion, and it shows in his writing. He's got a lovely piece there that is actually quite soothing, I think.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Now, you two, I have two left, and they're both recordings, so if we could just listen to them and do some commenting, I would appreciate it. And the one that I have on the board is Frank, so if you click on that, please.
Within the realm of the imagination, there is a magical place of mystery where the mazes of time hold the secrets to the innovations of believers, when the days and nights are eternal and full of the chapters of dreams beyond the sadness of the whirlwind that is the mundane reality of many. The world that I speak about has no true borders, no crowded edges, but is a place where its creation is found within the seed of hope, where the sapphire flowers in the citron clovers blossom again, within the ample patches beneath the ivy vines of the willow trees. The beautiful halos of the fireflies decorate the sky of a neon sun, and the dormant silhouettes release the yellow dust sprinkling the air, as the Argentine wings of the giant guardians of the oracles are spread, glittering leaves fall to the ground and become fresh, bright crystals. The guardians open their MRIs, blowing puffs of majestic breaths to stimulate the radiance of the prism of the luminescent colors of Fantasia. The acoustic sounds and images of the dreams of voyages of children where the mind takes one to travel beyond this world of despair and gloom. It is a world that only the dreamers can ultimately understand and reach, for it is complete with the never-ending stories of fantastic pages invented, and its magic is the creation of its natural beauty and composition. We were once children and creators of our vast world of plentiful dreams. We were the creators of Fantasia, the travelers beyond the stars, the breath of interminable dreams, the vision of millions of children. Oh, we were the creators of Fantasia, the travelers beyond the stars, the breath of interminable dreams, the vision of millions of children. Oh, fly, fly, Atreyu, fly, fly away, Atreyu, fly away to Fantasia, fly, Atreyu. Indapum.
Wow. I think that's my new favorite by him. Talk about gorgeousness. The beautiful halos of the fireflies decorate the sky of a neon sun. I love that. That whole stanza, as a matter of fact, and the dormant silhouettes release, the yellow dust sprinkling in the air, and the Argentine winds of the giant. Man, oh man, where's the other? It's a world that only the dreamers can ultimately understand and reach, for it's complete with the never-ending stories of fantastic pages invented, and its magic is the creation of its natural beauty and composition. I mean, I always enjoyed his reads, but there was just something about this. There was a softness in his voice from the title, Never Ending Story, to the details with the realm of imagination, magical places of mystery where the mazes of time hold the secrets of innovations of believers. I mean, I really, really like the direction that this was taken in. The guardians open their emerald eyes, blowing puffs of majestic breaths, and I got to stop and save some for somebody else. But yeah, I absolutely think this is my new favorite by him. Great share, Frank, and I'm sorry that it was such a hectic night and that you weren't able to stay, but I very much appreciate the poem and the recording and you for writing it and sending it in. Let me get you some comments. Sis, what did you think?
Well, the words were beautiful, and he's an excellent writer. I found that his voice tonight, and this is just my opinion, was a little creepy. I felt he didn't have that romantic touch or the, you know, Vincent Price thing. There was just something different about his voice as he read this, and it kind of didn't scare me. It just was just an unusual sound for him, I think. I can't say any more than that, but as far as the poem goes, it was gorgeous and lovely, like he always does. And but he just sounded a little scary tonight.
And there just goes to show you that it's even from the tone of a voice to the words that it's interpretation, because I kind of took it as a softness and you took it as a creepy. So it's just, it's that interpretation thing,
yeah.
You know? Hatter, what did you think? Hat man? Hatter? Did you want to comment for Frank?
Yeah, I was gabbing on the mute side.
Yeah, I like the
eating more cheesecake.
I was. You know, I'm gonna get killed. I'm off lots of words here. Shit. The intensity that Frank writes to, this was a perfect, wasn't too over the top, started off slower. The it's sort of like anybody that speaks a foreign language, to me, it just melts me. I get to sit there and... Any comments?
Awesome comment. And where am I? Let me see. That was Dave, would you comment for Frank?
Yes. This was amazing to me. It's like somebody should get up and read this to the world. I don't know. I mean, it gets better as it goes. You know, I mean, the further down into it you go, the better it is. The beautiful halos of the fireflies decorate the sky of a neon sun, and the dormant silhouettes release their yellow dust, sprinkling the air as the Argentine wings of the giant guardians of the oracle thus spread. Glittering leaves fall to the ground and become fresh, bright crystals. Wow. You know, that's some real, real good descriptive lines there, I think. The whole thing was really picturesque and well written. Has a majesty to it as you read it. I don't know. I didn't pick up much from Frank's voice one way or the other. I thought it was kind of neutral tonight, and I kind of liked it. It was more or less soothing to me when I heard him read it. But anyway, I thought it was really, really well done.
Great comment.
A little Fantasia thing.
Thank you, everybody. And here is the last poem. If you guys want to click on Phil's, I will push play. And I did already add the photo that he wrote to in the bottom if you want to peek at that while he's reading. So here we go.
Wow.
This is a poem by Phil the Poet called Sharing Dreams. Shall we share dreams of walks together in the emerald forest, underneath the shadows of a weeping willow, while fireflies dance between the moon's neon halo, filling the air with glittering patches of falling maple leaves? Let the roots of our fingertips capture the edges of tomorrow, wrapping around the vineyards of joyful memories, like bees around perfumed flowers of citron and honey, blown dusts from a cluster of tangerine clover. Our palms tilted towards the canopy of the treetops, our arms swaying under the cover of flame silhouettes, which stimulates the whirlwind to blow dogwood into the eyes of giants, making them blink from the border of a topaz sky. Let men trespass among the vegetation of rust-colored ideas, hiding in the ebony funnels of tinted stains, watering a passive tornado, while the river flows with blood, the road creeps with toads, calling for the pollinator to wrap up the lights with green ivy moss. Let us rest until the morning sun marks the day with its golden rod, catching the sweet nectar of a brand new day on the wing of a breeze, picking up the scent of orange and melon underneath the red rock shrubs before the plantation swallows our fading hope of life. End poem.
Wow. Sharing dreams. Shall we share dreams of walks together in the emerald forest underneath the shadows of a weeping willow, while fireflies dance between the moon's neon halo, filling the air with glittering patches of falling maple trees? Great. great images just right there, let alone the more to come. But shall we share dreams of walks together? I like that it starts out with a question. Shall we? And we go on. Let the roots of our fingertips capture the edges of tomorrow. That's one of them. Oh, I wish I wrote that. Let the roots of our fingertips capture the edges of tomorrow. Holy cow, that's gorgeous. So many. Our palms tilted towards the canopy of the treetops, our arms swaying under the cover of flaming silhouettes, which stimulates the whirlwinds to blow dogwoods in the eyes of giants, making them blink from the border of a toolpath sky. I think that, Bill, you did an incredible job with this. And it was really cool to look at the photo while you were reading and seeing the aspects that you pulled from it, but none more so than the emotions that start right off in your poem with "Shall we dare to dream and the walk together?" And then all the way to the end, let us rest until the morning sun marks the day with its goldenrod, catching the sweet nectar of a brand new day on the wind of a breeze. Gorgeous, gorgeous piece. So from the imagery to the feel, I really, really think you outdid yourself with this one, and I appreciate it very much. And what a way to end the show. Let me get you some comments on this masterpiece. Lady A, you go first, hon.
Well, Phil, the poet, is one of my favorite poets. I've liked him since I first started reading him, and to hear his voice is always a treat now. He's a very intelligent poet, too, and I love the way he writes. He has a tremendous amount of depth to him. There's a spirituality to his writing, and this piece is like that, one of them. So he does a wonderful job. Great to hear him.
Awesome comment. And David, will you comment for Phil, please?
Yes, he made this prompt three-dimensional with this poem. You know, it's amazing. And I agree with what you said about the first stanza there, Deb. Shall we share dreams of walks together in the emerald forest? And that, yeah, underneath the shadow of a weeping willow where fireflies dance with the moon's neon halo. Wow. You know, how many times have we looked up at the moon and saw a halo around it, you know, and every time I see that, it blows me away. I guess it's just dust in the atmosphere or water vapor that does it, but still, it's just a treat, you know, from Mother Nature. Filling the air with glittering patches of falling maple leaves, you know, let's root our fingertips capture the edges of tomorrow, wrapping around the vineyards of joyful memories. Wow. I also like this next to the last stanza here. To me, it sort of turned direction a little bit here. It says, let men trespass upon the vegetation of colored ideas, hiding in the ebony funnels of tinted stains, watering a passive tornado. That's kind of an oxymoron in itself. There's no such thing as a passive tornado, but still, it's an interesting word usage here, and it makes you think about it. While a river flows with blood, the road creeps with toads. Rivers flow with blood, and the road creeps with toads. That's kind of dark. Calling for the pollinator to wrap up the lights with green ivy moss. It's sort of like saying, okay, that's enough for the show today. Let's call it a wrap, you know. Then the next stanza down, it says, let us rest until morning sun marks the day with its goldenrod, catching the sweet nectar of a brand new day on the wings of a breeze. That's a really, really nice way of saying that. Picking up the scent of orange and melon underneath the red rock shrubs before the plantation swallows our fading hope of life. It's a little melancholy, but pretty cool and beautiful, right? Man, just gorgeous. I like Phil writing anyway. He is one of my favorite poets as well.
Absolutely. Great comment. Amazing poem. Amazing to everybody tonight. I mean, the and the power of emotion that came from these photos that were totally, I mean, I think I kind of expected more of just maybe fairy tale-ish, inventive, and instead most of the readers tonight poured their heart out in one way or another. I mean, Dave, even your sequel had that emotional ending there. So there was something in the air tonight that brought out the emotions in everyone. Very impressive. Yeah.
A lot of that
tomorrow,
Deverly, a lot of that is your prompt, sweetie. You know,
yeah.
I mean, seriously, yeah. See, Andre agrees with me. You know, if you weren't such a genius at picking these prompts, you know, you wouldn't get this kind of a response out of people either. You know.
No. One nice thing to say. I get joy out of picking them and seeing if I'm right. Like when I put the prompts up, will this one choose this one and will that one choose that one? As a matter of fact, Sky was just asking me if when I put them up there, if I'm right. And I do admit sometimes you guys surprise me, but when you pick something that was totally unexpected, I put it in my little vault here, and next time I incorporate it when I see something that screams a name, and I'm just thrilled that everybody's, you know, enjoying the personal prompts, and I mean the poetry that's coming out of the show, out of your pen, out of your heart, shows that yous are loving it. So that makes me happy. And I appreciate
well,
that.
Your picture prompt Monday is a roaring success, if you ask me.
I agree.
Thank you, David. Thank you, sis. Mm-hmm. Appreciate it very much. Now, I just want to remind everyone that tomorrow at 11 p.m. Eastern, it's Raconteur's show, and his prompt is just to see you smile. So wherever that sentence takes you, he would like you to write it out for him and then bring it to share. And on Wednesday, Crystal Hope will be here at 9 p.m. Eastern. And her topic is to bring a fall poem, a new one or a pre-write. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, her show is on the first day of fall. So we're going to say hello to fall with Crystal Hope. And while we wait for our beautiful Sweet Pea to come back and do the show with Hatter next week, we will be off Thursday night. So there is that. And I am just thinking here, the Man Cave is on Friday, and the topic is ghosts, 11 p.m. There's the next couple of days. Don't forget, if you're not too tired, doing the Texas Chainsaw Massacre over at A Poetic Slice of Life. And on that note, I will say, Hatter, thank you for always being there. And I want to say thank you to Kay and Steven and David and Wayne and Frank and Sky and Lady A and Sweet. And thank you to AP for calling from his hospital bed to read us a poem. That's quite incredible. Thank you to Angel and Budo for sending us the poems that David and I read for you. And thank you to Frank and Marius and Phil and Wayne for the recordings. I hope you all know how amazing you are, and even more importantly, how appreciated you are by all of us. And I look forward to seeing you hopefully over at Rock Show. And also, in the meantime, if you want to get a sneak peek at the topic that's for next week, I am doing another artist. This one is doing watercolors. So there's the link on the board if you want to take a peek and get an early look at next week. And other than that, I appreciate you all very much. Sweet, we'll be thinking of you while you're gone. Pretty bird, continue healing, please. And AP, you got this. We'll be waiting for you. Love and respect to you all. And since I'm still thinking that it would be really nice to have that wish read out now, I'm going to go out with the same song we started with. And that is by B.O.B. with Hayley Williams, Airplanes. Love and respect, everyone.
Hey, Deb.
Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky are like shooting stars? I could really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now. Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky are like shooting stars? I could really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now.
Yeah, I could use a dream or a genie or a wish to go back to a place much simpler than this. Cause after all the party and it's smashing and crashing, and all the glitz and the glam and the fashion, and all the pandemonium and all the madness, there comes a time where you fade to the blackness. And when you're staring at that phone in your lap, and you hoping but some people never call you back. But that's just how the story unfolds. You get another hand soon after you fold. And when your plans unravel in the sand, what would you wish for if you had one chance? So airplane, sorry I'm late, I'm on my way, so don't close that gate. If I don't make that, then I switch my flight, and I'll be right back at it by the end of the night.
Can we pretend that airplane's in the night sky like shooting stars? I can really use a wish right, right now, wish right now, wish right now. Can we pretend that airplane's in the night sky like shooting stars? I can really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now.
Yeah, yeah. Somebody take me back to the day before this was a job, before I got paid, before it ever mattered what I had in my bank. Yeah, back when I was trying to get a tip at Subway, and back when I was rapping for the hell of it. But nowadays we rapping to stay relevant. I'm guessing that if we can make some wishes out of airplanes, then maybe, yo, maybe I'll go back to the days before the politics that we call the rap game. And back when ain't nobody listened to my mixtape, and back before I tried to cover up my slang. But this is for Decatur, what's up, Bobby Ray? So can I get a wish to end the politics and get back to the music that started this? So here I stand, and then again I say, I'm hoping we can make some wishes out of airplanes.
Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky like shooting stars? I can really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now.